Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that is the main reason why we are here today on this program, to pray one for another. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Excuse me. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I would like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come. Your glory, God.
Praise be to God. Dear God, we want to thank you for all of those things you do that we never see, helping us get through each day safely, making sure our family is protected, and all of the other countless blessings we do not see. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. So you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to play another selection while we are waiting. Amen.
In the dichotomy of man, my flesh cried out because my burdens get heavy and my mind seems confused. But my spirit answers back and says, don't worry. God is right there. He's never failed. He will fight every battle. I've learned to trust in the Lord.
Yeah. This morning, Lord, we declare together that it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus, at the center of it all. Sing it. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, and nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the Jesus be the center, say, Jesus be the center of my life. Jesus be the center of my life. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this
So Jesus, be the center of your church. Jesus, be the center of your church. And every knee will bow, and every tongue shall confess you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and your mercy, which woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, divine healing in our body. Thank you for life, strength, health, wisdom, and understanding. Thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins. Thank you for our children. Thank you for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Thank you for our mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles and cousins. And thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do, Lord God. We praise your holy name. We give you the glory right now, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. We thank you for sending your one and only Son to die on the cross for our sins, that we may have eternal life. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the sun that is shining so beautifully. We thank you for this wonderful day and pray that each and every one have done exactly what they were supposed to do on this day, Lord God. Thank you for watching over us last night while we slept and saw fit to wake us up this morning to see another day, to love on you, to give you the glory and the honor. We praise your holy name. We love you, Lord God. And we thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would we be if it wasn't for you? There would be no us without you. Thank you for allowing us to have a personal relationship with you, Lord God, that you love on us. And thank you, Lord God, for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. And it's as simple as that. All you have to do is call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Amen. Praise God. I am your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. At this time, I will play another selection while we are waiting. Praise God.
Jesus saved, just proclaim his name. He's Lord of lords and the King of
thank you.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God. And we are your people. Let's realize this together. No matter what.
No matter what.
Come on, the problem.
The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows
yep,
everything.
I have the victory cause.
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him and I live, move and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what.
No matter what. The problem may be.
He's in control.
He's in control and he knows everything.
How many know that you got the victory?
I have the victory for he is my king.
In him I live, I move.
In him I live, move and have my king.
Say like the best of people.
Best of peace.
Come on, lift them up with him.
Now time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, I Am Always Available to You. Praise be to God. My scripture readings is coming from Isaiah 54 and 10, and it says, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. Hallelujah, Jesus. My second scripture reading is coming from Genesis 28 and 15, and it says, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Hallelujah, Jesus. And my third scripture reading is coming from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. And it says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. May the Lord richly add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. Again, I am always available to you. Once you have trusted me as your Savior, I never distance myself from you. Sometimes you may feel distance from me. Recognize that as feeling. Do not confuse it with reality. Amen. The Bible is full of my promises to be with you always, as I assured Jacob when he was journeying away from home into unknown places. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. After my resurrection, I made this promise to my followers. Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Let these assurances of my continual presence fill you with joy and peace. No matter what you may lose in this life, you can never lose your relationship with me. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise be to God. The Son of God, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I worship you, for you have come to take away the sins of the world. After God the Father spoke long ago through the prophets, he then chose to speak to us through you, Son of God, whom he has made heir of all things. It is also through you that he made the world. You are the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of him in every way. I lift up your name. For you have sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having inherited a more excellent name than any other. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a mighty word from the Lord. So if you would like to join us, you can call in at 7 p.m. and hear the word of God. Amen. At this time, I will play another selection.
I wanna be more. help cometh from the Lord. Lord, which made heaven and earth, he said he would not suffer thy foot to be moved. Lord, that he believes, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. And know the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore, evermore. My sister, see.
Sun shall not smite thee by day.
Amen. Son of God, I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. Because of your death, burial, and resurrection, I am able to receive forgiveness for all I have done wrong. I ask for your great mercy as your blood cleanses me from all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
And he's able.
Yes, he's able.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. I come to let you know that my God is able. Able to set you free. Yes, my God, he is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know. Oh, that my God is able. Yes, he is. Yes, my God is able.
I think you don't know.
I said, I come to let you know that the God of the Bible, he is able. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Able to set you free, set you free, set you free, set you free. My God is able. My God is able. Yes, I know he's able to heal you now, to heal you now, yeah. Oh, my God is able.
Sing it to them, heaven.
I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah. Set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able. Able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God. Yeah. I came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He is. He's able to heal.
See, I don't know what you're going through, but let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. Didn't know where I was gonna rest my head, but God is bigger.
Your neighbor, tell him it's able.
Able.
Come on, say it's able. What you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose, and is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord, call on his name, cause he's able, cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you, able to set you free, able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you, able to rescue you, able to hold you up, able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is, yes he is. Oh, I know, I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I say praise him because he's able.
he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we worship. We worship you. You able, Lord. You able, Lord.
Son of God, thank you for the majesty of your name. No other name is as great as yours. Thank you for humbling yourself and entering the death, the earth, as a babe in a manger. Praise be to God. I repeat that again. Thank you for humbling yourself and entering the earth as a babe in a manger. More than that, thank you for humbling yourself to the point of death so that I might receive fellowship, with your Father in heaven. Thank you for the kindness of your love and the power of your name. In your name, demons have been cast out. In your name, I find protection, peace, and power. I thank you, Son of God, for your presence in my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now as we get ready to go into the second part of our program for this evening, I just want to say, after I play another selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. For God is sustaining me by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it.
Oh, God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God? My God is
sustaining
me.
Holy
His Holy Spirit
holy.
It's holy, Holy
Spirit.
It's all over me. And no matter
God, everybody. God is sustaining me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Amen? And when you get to Ephesians, turn to chapter 14. Excuse me, chapter 4. My mistake. Chapter 4. Ephesians, chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 11 through 16. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Amen. But you can read from your Bible. So whichever Bible you have, it's pretty much all the same, just written a little different and more with more clarity. Amen. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. And this is Paul speaking. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church: the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Verse 14. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. 15. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. God's word is already blessed. Amen, amen. So you see, in these scriptures, some Christians fear that in verses 15 and 16, some Christians fear that any mistake will destroy their witness for the Lord. They see their own witnesses and they know that many non-Christians seem to have stronger character than they do. How can we grow more and more like Christ? Well, the answer is that Christ forms us into a body, into a group of individuals who are united in their purpose and in their love for one another and for the Lord. And if any individual stumbles, the rest of the group is there to pick that person up and help him or her walk with God again. And if a person sins, he or she can find restoration through the church. And Galatians tells us in Galatians 6 and 1, and even as the rest of the body continues to witness to God's truth as part of Christ's body, do you reflect part of Christ's character and carry out your special role in his work? Praise be to God for the reading of the word. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, we come thanking you for opening the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings upon us in such abundance that we cannot contain them. We offer you these gifts of ours, meager within themselves, but capable with your blessings of meeting the needs of your kingdom and your kingdom's work. Father, may our giving always be spontaneous and with love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Words often change in meaning over the years. Take, for example, the noun ministry and the verb to minister. In the New Testament and within the early church, these were precious and meaningful words applicable to all believers. In our generation, however, they have become professionals. Amen? Professional words. Now, a minister is generally conceived of as a person who fills a role apart from the body of believers in the church. Ministers are usually trained for their place of leadership. Also, the verb form to minister is usually thought of as an activity of the minister or other staff members of the church to whom we also refer as ministers. Now, in no way was this the meaning and use of the word in the New Testament and in the early church. Thus, as a challenge to the under shepherds of the church and to all the people of God, let us examine what Paul is saying to us in this passage. Amen. Praise be to God. My text for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12, and it says, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is The Church and Its Under Shepherds. Amen. The church and its under shepherds. Praise God. The Holy Spirit gives the assignment. So my message is divided into two chapters. Amen. Or two. Yes. And the first one is the Holy Spirit gives the assignment. Now in Ephesians 4:11-12 tells us, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, Paul began by naming the primary office bearers of the church. Amen. Paul said, I believe the office of apostles and prophets have passed away with the complete revelation of God's word. There is no longer any need for these offices. That leaves then two offices mentioned here, the evangelists and the pastor's teachers. These officers functions, these officers function on the basis of the scripture passages that follows as under shepherds, amen, of the flock, not as imperial overlords or dictators. Paul said, what are these under-shepherds to do? Now, their major task is to be aimed at the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, the word translated perfecting is rich in meaning. It means to fit the saints as a tailor or a seamstress would fit clothing on a person. It means to complete the equipment or dress of the saints. Here, we could refer to the list of pieces of armor enumerated in Ephesians chapter 6. So let us go. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. I assume that we have to read the whole chapter, praise God. But anyway, it's too many verses. So if you would like, want to read that on your own, please feel free. That's Ephesians chapter 6, amen? Praise be to God. Praise God, praise God. Amen. I lost my place just that quick. Remain in the body according to the word translated. But the, okay. So Paul enumerated in Ephesians chapter 6. Now the word perfecting also means to repair. And there it is, used in a disciplinary sense, or disciplinary sense. Some children of God had become careless in their spiritual lives. Amen? And their equipment or spiritual dress had become infected. Perhaps they had become undisciplined. So meaning that they were disobedient. So their values and priorities were all mixed up. The under-shepherds were to help these people repair their priorities. And what was all of this for? It was all for the work of the ministry. Amen? That's what it was for. Interestingly, the Greek word from which we derive our word deacon is diakonōna, which is a Greek word, which is spelled D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A, which means ministry. Okay? It is not a word reserved for the professional staff members of the church, but a word describing the function of every member of the body of Christ. Amen? In Matthew 20 and 26, Jesus said, "Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister." And the word is diakonia, D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A, diakonia, the word we translate deacon. Amen. Now if only we could destroy this concept that ministry is a word reserved for the professionals or even for the deacons, ministry is for all of God's children, not just the deacons, not just the ministers, not just the preachers and teachers and all of that, but for all of God's children. We are all to go out and minister to the unsaved. Amen. Now, when each of us functions as a spiritual minister, the body of Christ will be edified. The work of the evangelist, the pastor and teacher, the deacon, and the under-shepherds of the flock is always to build up and never, never to tear down. According to scripture, God has called his under-shepherds to the business of construction. Amen? Praise be to God. Paul outlined the aim. He said in Ephesians 4 and 13, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith." We are to create unity. It would be wonderful if every member of the body of Christ made himself or herself to be a creator of unity within the fellowship and never a source of discord, there is no greater blessing to a church fellowship than the presence of those men and women who love unity and harmony and who actively seek to create it among the believers. Amen. Praise be to God. They know what to say and how to say it. They know what to do and when to do it. Conversely, they know when not to speak and when not to act. So how does this come about? Let me tell you. It comes as every member of the body of Christ agrees to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Let me say that again. How does this come about? It comes as every member of the body of Christ agrees to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And what else, you ask? That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carry about with every wind of doctrine. Now, the church has always had within its family those who have remained babies in the faith, those who have refused to grow spiritually. They are like children, and they are most often dominated by a desire for that which is novel or spectacular. They are ever at the mercy of the latest fad or gimmick that some other church is using. They are always under the influence of the last person with whom they have talked or the last preacher they have heard preach. And Paul says, start growing up. Start growing up. Stop being infants, weak, and at the mercy of everything and everybody that comes along. A part of the task of every true minister in the body of Christ is to help the spiritual babies start to grow. It may be to the discredit of the under-shepherds if the flock over which God has given them charge is filled with spiritual infants. Praise God. How do we help them grow? By speaking the truth in love. Every word in that sentence is vital and quivering with life. Speaking, communicating by word and example and conduct the truth, the gospel, the word of God, which will not return to the Lord void, but will accomplish its purpose in love. The secret of motivation, even the word of God, can be spoken without the constraint of love. When this happens, God's word will repel rather than soften and inspire. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say, from him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Ephesians 4:16 in the NIV. This is the mission of the people of God, his ministers. This is both the aim and the assignment of every member of the family of God. When the under-shepherds lead the people to become dependent on God and not on them, the members of the body sometimes fragmented, sometimes spiritually infirm and out of fellowship, will start fitting together, firmly adhering to one another, complementing one another. Then the love of God, like the ligaments of the body, will bind us together, supplying power to each of us as we have need. When this happens, we will be built up in a spirit of love. Our Lord will be glorified. And because of the radiant love of the body, sinners will be converted and his name glorified. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was unto me. And as I say, if you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior and you want to do so, now is the time, and all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Amen. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me. Deliver me and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Lord, please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Excuse me. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need, excuse me. Please don't let me catch a cold. I need the Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based preaching church. Amen? To further your Christian walk. And as I come now, excuse me, what is going on here with our benediction for this evening? My benediction is coming from Jude 24 through 25, where it says, saying from the New King James Version. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins will be here with a mighty word from God. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Amen. And following Apostle Mother Wiggins will be our Barbara Amore with our poetry. And following the poetry will be Associate Pastor Kathy DuVos from Led by God's Christian Ministry with our talk in the sanctuary. So if you would like to join us, our program starts at 10 a.m. and the number is 319-527-6204. Amen. So at this time, I will play All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones as we are saying good night, God bless you, and shalom.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
Somebody tell them, you provide the spirit. pray.
Every praise.
Care what you've been through, just know that praise.